Baxter's going to bend the ball into the area. Beyond Richard Wood! Flynn! 1-0 Sheffield United! Wicked ball in from Baxter! Wood missed it completely, and Ryan Flynn at the back post stabs it in beyond Ben Hamer. One step closer to Wembley. The semi-finals now within touching distance. Murphy on the left-hand side. Side onto goal. Pushes it into Brayford. Chance to shoot. John Brayford! 2-0! John Brayford scores with a deflection. Sheffield United, surely on their way to Wembley in the FA Cup semi-finals. Two goals in 2 minutes. John Brayford, who's a cult hero here anyway. Well, he's an even bigger one now. Surely no way back for Charlton. The Blades on their way to Wembley. Sheffield United 2, Charlton 0.
There it is.
Need I say more? The roar tells you everything. Sheffield United are going to Wembley. The Blades of League One have made it to the Final Four. Remarkable. From the depths of despair in the first half of this miserable campaign to a second half of the season that brings so much joy back to the faces of those who support the men in red and white, and the players on the pitch have done them proud, and those in the stands will sing loud and proud, because Sheffield United are going to the capital. They will play under the giant archway as this incredible FA Cup fairy tale continues. 2 goals in 2 minutes wins it. The Blades victorious again. They've beaten Charlton. Let's go on the pitch. Rob Staton.
Paul, I'm with Jamie Murphy. Jamie, Sheffield United at Wembley in an FA Cup semi-final. Can you believe it?
Not really, no. At the moment, it's just unbelievable. I mean, look at the crowd. That's what we want to have all the time. To put in a performance like that on today, it's the biggest win of my career almost.
This is what fans dream of. This is what players dream of, isn't it, as well?
Oh, absolutely. I never in a million years thought we would get to Wembley after having Villa and Fulham, but it shows what you can do when you really want to, so it's unbelievable.
Unbelievable scenes, Jimmy. I'll let you go and celebrate it. Paul, I'm going to run around and speak to as many people as possible. Let me run over here and see if I'm going to word with the captain, Michael Doyle, who's going to be leading Sheffield United out at Wembley again. Michael, a quick word. How does it feel? The club's going back to Wembley, but this time in the FA Cup semi-final.
It's just amazing. You know, I don't know. It's hard to say because of just what we've been through from the start of the season with the expectations of the club, and just to be here is unbelievable.
You've got tears in your eyes.
Yeah, well, it's just... just the FA Cup, you know, just probably the only country this could happen in. It's just, look at it. But this is this club, you know. It's, I want to be a part of this club going up the levels, and I feel we can do it so much, you know. And as I say, it's so emotional for all the lads that have been here through the years, because I think a lot of times with footballers, they get labelled that they're overpaid and they don't care. But there's a group of us here, we just love playing for this club and we want to be successful here. And you know, as I say, the manager, you know, all the credit to him and the staff and that. They've a bunch of players there. They've galvanised us, brought in players that have made us better. And we're getting the results, and, you know, man, it's unbelievable.
You wear that armband with pride. You wear that badge with pride. Is this the biggest day of your career to lead this club? You're going to be leading them out at Wembley, Michael, in an FA Cup semi-final. Hey, you're only 180 minutes away from winning the thing.
No, but every round, this cup has galvanised their season, right from Colchester away. And as I say, I think I've been questioned at times, and it's not about me being a captain, but all I can say to people is that I give absolutely everything, whether I'm wearing an armband or not. But it's not about me, it's about my teammates and, you know, manager and that, and your staff, and you prove to them every week that you deserve to be out here. And as I say, we're going to Wembley now as a club, and we're going to take a lot of people, and we want to put in performance. We know how close we are.
Just finally, have a look at that. Just sum that up for us, that cop there.
That's what this club's all about, you know, it's the support, simple as that. It's a massive club because of the support that we've got, you know, and as I say, to take it now to Wembley in an FA Cup semi-final, as I say, this cup means so much over the world. The start of this cup, we were bottom of the league in the third division, and look where it's took us now. We're reaching for the stars, really, to get to Wembley, and, you know, we're kicking on in the league, and We just want the season to keep going, you know. We just wanted to keep going, keep winning, and on to the next one now, Wednesday against Carlisle, and win that, and let's see where we go.
Michael, thank you for your time, and well done. That is Michael Doyle, the captain of Sheffield United. Paul, I think it kind of dawned on him during that interview what he'd just achieved, because he looked at me, and you could see the tears building in his eyes as they rolled down his cheeks as he talked then. That's what the FA Cup's all about, isn't it?
Rob Staten back on the pitch.
Yeah, and with one of the goal scorers, Paul, John Brayford with me. You got that injury last week. John, did you ever think that this might be in doubt, that you could compete in this game and help United get to Wembley?
No, but fair play to the physios, and they've got me through, like, and sometimes the adrenaline gets you through on itself, like, and I couldn't even walk down the stairs last Sunday morning, like, so to be here now and to get a goal, like, it's unbelievable. But it's not just about my goal, it's about the lads who've worked their abs, drafted time after time to get where they wanted to be, and this is their just rewards.
When you joined this football club, did you ever think for a second that you'd be going to Wembley with them in the FA Cup?
I'd be lying if I said I did, you know what I mean? So no, but we're here for a reason, and we're here on merit at the end of the day, and it's where we deserve to go after the effort we put in.
And these fans have really taken to you, haven't they?
Oh, they've been absolutely tremendous to me, like, and to turn out the numbers as they have done today, this is for them more than anything, really, so absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm going to ask you now? Why would you want to play anywhere else when you can have opportunities like this? I mean, does this kind of make you think, do you know what, I'd love to come here and play here for even longer than my loan spell?
Yeah, we'll just have to see what happens in the summer. I probably can't comment on that just yet, but we'll see where we stand in the summer. I'm just going to enjoy it while I'm here for the time being.
John, go and join the celebrations. John Brayford there speaking to us on BBC Radio Sheffield. See if we can get a word with Ryan Flynn, who got it all going today. Ryan, how good was that? Not just to get the first goal, but to help this club to Wembley again.
I thought that we thoroughly deserved it. The performance we put in, I thought the lads at the back was brilliant. And I thought we were always going to get a clean sheet. And then especially when they had that sort of that clear-cut chance and they missed it, you just sort of think you're going to go to Wembley and reach it, and we're over the moon.
Just tell me, how good does it feel to score in an FA Cup quarter-final?
It's sort of beyond belief, really. I mean, especially when you go back to just we've came in the first round, and we've just sort of plugged away and worked hard. It's been a really tough season, so sort of turning it around the way we have, it's been brilliant. And to score that goal, it just sort of tops off the way the season's going. But still games left, and hopefully we can keep it going and enjoy some more occasions.
Can you believe what you've been able to achieve here? I mean, you got the goal at Villa, which really set the ball rolling, but you've gone from the first round of this competition all the way to Wembley now. Some achievement, isn't it?
Definitely. I mean, I don't know how many teams have actually done that. But I think after the Villa game, that sort of set the belief right in amongst us. And it shows sort of in our league form, and obviously the cup run, it's just unbelievable, really. I mean, no one would expect us to get to the semi-finals, and we can go to Wembley and enjoy ourselves, and we'll really enjoy watching the draw and see who we get, because it doesn't really matter who we get. We're just enjoying it. It's just brilliant.
So you've got no preferences then in the semi?
Not at all. I mean, I think we're just delighted we're there. It's going to be some occasion for us.
Ryan, congratulations. Go and enjoy the celebrations with your teammates. Ryan Flynn there on BBC Radio Sheffield. Neil, what a day for Sheffield United.
Well, it just brought back a few memories, didn't it? You know, people, the guys that were with me said to me, you know, it's going to be difficult. I said, not when this crowd get going. When the crowd gets going at Bramall Lane, I tell you what, we can be anybody, you name, in the country here. And I thought half-time was... I think Nigel was right. He went a bit cautious first half. But then second half, I thought it was super. Although we were a bit lucky with the one opportunity Harriet missed. But I thought after that, we were fabulous. And Nigel deserves his evening. I know what it feels like in that slipper bath on my own after the game. It's lovely to know everybody's going home happy.
Is the old spirit back that we saw from your team back in the day?
Well, I think Nigel, you know, we talked about that at Fulham. You know, when they drew here, I came to do that game. And I thought he'd have just turned the corner. There's a long way to go, make no mistake. You know, Nigel knows they've been poor, you know, the crew grizzle, the disaster. But, you know, that's what managers are about. They're turning, how they turn seasons around. And Nigel came home from crew, he was telling me, you know, it was the lowest of the low. And what do you do? You regroup, you refocus on what you can do. And the cup runs made them, they can be able to bring two or three good players. And I don't think Brayford would be here if it weren't for Nigel. And there's one or two others that's come in. And the rewards, the semi-final at Wembley, and a run, and who knows about the league? I know another 8 points off, but anything can happen with so many games to go.
As a Blade, Neil, you will have enjoyed this as much as I suppose the supporters here today.
Well, I did start thinking, especially in the first half, I thought, bloody hell, if Montgomery were in there tackling with Tongi and Brownie and Jagielka was strutting around and up front, you know, it was one of them. It was we had some fabulous days here, you know, with full houses, some cup runs, some teams that we beat were amazing. So, you know, let's hope it's the start of, the, you know, of progressing back up to the top level, which is where we always wanted to be.
Neil, thank you. That's Neil Warnock there, the former Sheffield United manager, giving his reaction to BBC Radio Sheffield after the Blades booked their place at Wembley. Thank you, Paul. Yes, Nigel Clough, the Sheffield United manager. Nigel, how proud are you of your team today?
Incredibly. We have been for the last, you know, for the last few months, but in the last nine games, culminating today, been very special indeed. A special day for everybody today.
How have you done it?
Hard work. Everybody, from the coaching staff, but especially the players on the pitch. When we came off the pitch against Crewe, I think the players realised themselves deep down it wasn't good enough that day. And since then, they've dug in, got together, and we've produced performances like we did today. And I'd argue with anybody who say we didn't deserve to win any of the last nine games.
And the crowd and the atmosphere today was just superb as well, wasn't it?
It was great. It worked against us in the first 20 minutes because I thought we were a bit nervous. You know, there's a lot of lads experiencing that sort of thing for the first time. And it takes your breath away as a player the first few times. That's why your experienced players who have these big games with internationals, whatever, the Chelsea lads, the Arsenal, Liverpool, they do get used to it. I hope our lads are going to get used to it because we'd like a few more days like this.
I just wonder when Harriet had that good chance when it was still 0-0, whether you wondered to yourself, it's going to be our day.
Yep. I think it was a small turning point in the game when they missed that chance. But I thought we were, as the game went on, I thought we were getting into it more and more. So important to get in at half-time, 0-0. And then from then on in, we got on the front foot. And once we got the first goal, it was all us from there.
And how important was it to get that second immediately? Because you could just see, I think their heads dropped a little bit.
They did, because they know they've got to get three to win the tie today. You know, never mind the two for a replay. And the way we've been defending, you saw again today, they're going to do well to create three chances against us, never mind score three goals.
John Brayford, when he came off against the MK Dons, everybody feared the worst. You said after the game it could be a serious one. How much of a boost to have him today? He's done so well for you, hasn't he, since he came here?
He's been as responsible as anybody for the run that we've been on. And the lads that have come in have lifted, I think, the whole squad and improved us as well. And you see the reaction from him today. He's that sort of lad. I don't want to say a throwback, he's a special lad. There's not too many lads like that in football these days.
For a League One side to do this, it doesn't happen that often when a team who competes in the first round makes it all the way to the semi-final.
Highly unusual, but the results and the performances along the way have been, you know, incredible. People have talked about Villa as though that was the first one. We came in at Colchester before that, you know, and then at Cambridge, two very tricky rounds. And if you don't get through those sorts of games, and at the time people think it's first or second round, you don't get to the semi-final.
Is this your best achievement as a boss?
No idea. No personal ranking. We've had this. Don't rank anything, obviously. Personal. Don't have a chart at home. It's just lovely for everybody, for the 30,000 that were here today and for everybody else connected, you know, for the owners. It's lovely to put a smile back on people's faces.
There's only four teams who can win this competition now. Sheffield United is one of those. I know we spoke to you before and you said, no, there's no chance. Do you think there's maybe a little more chance now that you're at Wembley?
It depends. Let's see who gets through and who we get in the semis. There's some scarily good teams left in that semi-final. So let's just see. Let's enjoy this one and look forward to Wembley. And as importantly, we want to try and beat Carlisle on Wednesday.
Another clean sheet?
That's right important at the end, you know. 2-1, Pike will say you still get through. No, we want to keep a clean sheet right at the end. A great save by Mark Howard, who was good again today, came for crosses, clean hands, everything, and then he makes a save to keep that clean sheet intact. That's as important as anything, because we'll need one on Wednesday.
What could this do for your league form as well? Because they've kind of gone hand in hand, haven't they? The cup run and the run that you've had in League One.
Let's just keep it going. You know, Peterborough winning yesterday. As much as we're going to try, you know, that's still out of our hands to make that sixth spot in the league. We're going to try, give it everything that we've got. But this, I think, sets us up more for next season. You know, financially, it's an incredible boost. We're going to have a go in every league game and the semi-final, but it really gives us a good foundation for next season.
Financially, you touched on it there. How significant is it? I mean, are we talking millions now for getting to the semi-finals?
I don't know the exact figures, but it's a good reward for us. And I think as a League One club, it gives our finances a big boost. And hopefully we can hang on to a few players, get a couple more and get a challenge for next season.
Just to finish, I know you're not one for sort of thinking about it from a personal point of view, but when you arrived at this football club, did you ever imagine that we'd be stood here now talking about not just a trip to Wembley,
but a trip to Wembley in the FA Cup semi-final?
No, not honestly, not a thing. The remit was to stay up, you know, and build a side to challenge for next season. So that's why this is a bonus for us.
And one more, I mean, it means a lot to the players. I spoke to your captain, Michael Doyle, on the pitch, tears streaming down his face. It just means a lot to them as well, doesn't it?
We're going to Wembley, and for League One players, it is extra special. You know, the Arsenal lads or whatever and whoever else gets there have probably been there before several times. A lot of these lads haven't been there and might never get the opportunity again. So we're going to enjoy it, and we can't wait for it.
Well done.
Thank you.